Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 4 of Negro Please Radio. I'm Chris Allen. How y'all doing? What's up? That's right. Episode 4 is about to go down. Start off light. Gonna get heavy towards the end. Hope everybody's having a great year so far. Chilling. I'm enjoying this playoff football. Not a huge NFL fan, but I do like it. It's just I get bored about 6 weeks in, and I will watch like rivalry games, if you want to call them that. I like Monday Night Football, but I tend to die down with my football watching after week 6. But I love the playoffs. This past weekend, the games were great. That Ravens Patriots game was off the chain. She was dope. Hey, your boys, the Patriots weren't looking good at the beginning of the season, but they're coming through. Tom Brady is a beast. Peyton Manning did not look good. They got manhandled by the Colts. This whole Brady Manning thing is starting to look like Peyton Manning isn't that guy, especially during the playoffs. I think everybody, we really can't fight it. As much as America loves Peyton Manning, it's just, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just he looks average. He looks like when Daffy Duck got his beak slapped off. He kind of looks like that. And then he's got that big ass head that, like, the human skeletal system has not evolved to be able to hold that dude's skull up. It's just like we don't have strong enough vertebrae. We don't. I think that's why people tend to like him a lot more, because Tom Brady just looks like the type of dude that could just bang a chick at a club in the bathroom and just walk out like nothing happened. Kind of a pretty boy. Not very relatable just from the looks aspect, but Peyton Manning looks like a dude you would see like cutting his grass next door with no shirt on. He's got the farmer's tan. Kind of got that little E.T. belly going. I think that's why people like him. I think people want him to kind of be America's quarterback. He's just an average-looking dude with a big fucking head. But I think the biggest controversy of the weekend, that Seahawks-Panthers game was terrible. But the biggest controversy of the weekend was the Packers Cowboys pretty much fourth quarter, one of the last plays of the game. Dez Bryant makes an amazing catch over a defender, and that whole Calvin Johnson rule came into effect. The dude catches the ball, turns, takes 3 steps, lunges towards the goal line, kind of rolls over his own body like a tuck roll. The ball kind of comes loose, but he grabs it again and initially ruled a catch. I can't remember if it was a touchdown, but it was ruled a catch. Instant replay. They look at it again. No catch. Fucking terrible call. Terrible call. I get it. Per the rule book, it's not a catch. But just looking at it and not breaking it down to the nth degree, because at the end of the day, it's a fucking game. I just think at times they get way too technical. Way too fucking technical. What constituted a catch or not constitutes a catch or not. He caught that fucking ball, man. He caught it. Sometimes you do something so great athletically, physically, that it's just like, you know what? Fuck it. That's a catch. That's a catch. Like when I play basketball, if I'm not at the halfway, if I didn't make it to half court, and somebody travels on the layup, I'm not going to call it because I was being fucking lazy. I'm not going to call the ticky-tack. I should have been running. I should have got down there and tried to at least contest the layup. I'm not going to make that call. But I get it. The rules are the rules. We can't do that. I just think it was a terrible call. Overall, the game was fantastic. I kind of thought Dallas was going to pull it out towards the end, but that call pretty much ended it right there. It's been a lot of talk about it, Bill Burris talked about it. They've been talking about it on SportsCenter for the last 2 days. Mike and Mike said, maybe this is a rule they might revisit this summer. It should have been a catch, just looking at it. But when you break it down, when you get into the minutiae of the rule and what control is, I actually heard the interview. I heard the transcript from the interview from the referee in the game, and there was just so much jargon, like ref jargon. Could not understand any of it whatsoever. You got to make a football move, therefore the foot is not the foot. And unbeknownst to itself, the ball is now one with the ground. And it was just a bunch of that type of shit where they just talk you in fucking circles to the point you're like, you know what? I don't even care anymore. But great games. Looking forward to these conference finals. I'm not a man's man. I don't know the difference between the AFC and the NFC. I really don't. So I have to look up who's going to be playing this coming weekend. I think it's the conference. There it is. Packers, Seahawks, Colts, Patriots. On Sunday, Packers, Seahawks. Oh, man. All right. I'm going to go with the Packers, man. Packers and the Patriots. I am. No, I can't do that. I'm going with the Seahawks. Seahawks, Patriots. There you go. Seahawks, Patriots. Yeah. Even though I kind of do like Green Bay, the Seahawks are at home. There you go. Those are my two picks, Seahawks and the Patriots. I think the Patriots game will be a shootout. I think it'll be a high scoring game. And the Packers game, I have no idea. Yeah, those are my picks. What else do I have to talk about? All right, I'll do that later. I gotta plug my buddy's CD. Fuck it, I'll do it now. January 19th, my boy Vincent Holiday. You can get his CD on iTunes. It's called Too Soon. The dude's very, very funny, edgy, clever, all around good dude. So please, if you like comedy, you want to support a not famous yet comic. If you want that raw shit. This is Vince Holiday's Reasonable Doubt album. You want to get this shit. Yo, son is mad hungry, B. He's spitting hot bars. Get it. Go get Too Soon, January 19th, iTunes, Vincent Holiday. This is his Jay-Z Reasonable Doubt. I'm hungry. I got mad bars. I've been selling mad weight on the street. I've been spending my dope money in the studio, and I'm spitting real shit. Go get it. One more time, Vince Holiday, Too Soon, January 19th, iTunes. Pick it up. There you go, V. All right. Now to the meat and potatoes of today of this week's podcast. I think I've probably responded and erased to about 5 to 6 different posts on this whole Charlie, Hebdo? I don't want to mispronounce it. I don't know how to pronounce the it is Charlie Hebdo. It's a satirical periodical out of France, Paris. And apparently some Muslim extremists, fundamentalists, did not care for their depictions of various depictions of Muhammad in different types of compromising positions and just, in their eyes, disrespectful situations. Now, okay, this might be controversial. Now, let me go ahead and preface this entire portion of the podcast by saying, in no way, shape, or form do I condone violence against people or what these guys did. Killing 12 people over a picture is fucking retarded. It is stupid. It's sad. It's disgusting. It's despicable. In no way, shape, or form am I condoning the violent acts that were taken against the newspaper employees. I might have to say that again in the middle of what I'm going to say. Not condoning any violence. Okay. Now, with that being said, you can't fuck with crazy people. Point blank. I understand. I am all about free speech. I am all about free press. I get it. You should, in a perfect world, be able to say whatever you want to and not suffer any consequences or repercussions for what you've said. But unfortunately, we don't fucking live in a perfect world. And I don't understand why grown adults don't understand that shit. By they're saying the terrorists are going to win if we don't keep printing this stuff. Look, you're not making these dudes like more desensitized to pictures of their prophet being cummed on or came, whatever the fucking tense is for coming. Came, cummed, whatever it is, him fucking a goat, him being fucked, him in a bukkake situation. The more pictures you put, it's not going to make it any better. They're not going to go, you know what? We're used to seeing it now. I'm not as pissed off. It makes them more mad. And again, they're fucking crazy people. I'm pretty sure most Muslims were offended by it, just like most Christians would be offended by if you put depictions of Jesus in the same situation. Will most Christians do something about it, take it to that level? No, sane people don't. But somebody crazy would. Like I said, I'm pretty sure most Muslims were offended by those pictures. They go, wow, that's messed up. That's not cool. Upset about it. They probably tweeted about it, got on Facebook about it, but they went on with their day. But when you're talking about fundamentalists of any branch or any religion or anything, this is what they live for and die for. Shit like this. And they've told you in the past, stop fucking around with us. We're going to kill you. They firebombed the place before. They made numerous threats. They've killed somebody in the past for doing this shit. But yet, people kept fucking poking the bear. And again, I am not condoning any violence. I'm not saying it's right. But what did you think was going to happen? You're not dealing with sane people. A sane person would be upset. You can have an argument and y'all could walk away. You could agree to disagree and walk away. I don't think a life is worth it. I'm pretty sure those 12 people probably wouldn't have went to work that day knowing that shit was going to happen. I hear people saying it was worth it. Was it really worth it? It wasn't you that was shot in the face at work at your desk. It wasn't you. It wasn't your child. I would ask people that question too, saying that, oh, this is freedom of speech. They was doing what they're supposed to do. All right, tell you what. I ask you this question. Anyone that's a parent, if you had your young adult child, 22, 20, just your child, period. Hey, I'm about to go work for Charlie Hebdo. What would you tell them? Would you be like, yeah, cool, free speech, go? Would you tell them to be careful? Would you advise them, hey, I don't know, man, you know, I'm all for free speech and all that kind of stuff, but those people, they really push people's buttons. You have to be careful. I don't think there's any parent victim's parents that are like, you know what, that was worth it. We proved our point. No point was proven at all. I don't understand why so many people feel it's childish, it's juvenile to think that you can just go around running off at the mouth to just anybody. You can't do it. That's not how the real world works. I can't go up to John Jones or Mike Tyson or Floyd Mayweather, any of those dudes, and just start talking shit, and just to the point where they lose it and they fucking punch me or kick me or choke me out. I can't get mad about it because I provoked it. I have no room to get mad. It's my fault. And the thing that makes it worse about these attacks, now I don't know the list of people who were killed, but the fact that someone drew this cartoon and other people pretty much paid for this person's decision to continue making these pictures. That's something you have to ask yourself too. Not only am I willing to put my life on the line, am I willing to put other people's life on the line? Because sometimes when that check is due, it's not your ass that cashes it. It's someone else's. So anybody thinks that shit was cool and they should have did it anyway, ask yourself, would I trade my life for that cartoon? When you fuck with people like that, when you mess with people like that, crazy fundamentalist people, you have to ask yourself, all right, am I willing to lose my life over this? Now, if you're really like against radical Islam and you really want to change, that's one thing. But if you're just fighting for the right to talk shit just because you should be able to, if and when you decide, like, you know what, I want to make fun of Muhammad today, just know who you're dealing with. And whoever started that, like, roast Allah thing and was getting on board, anybody here in the States, yeah, it's very, very easy to do that shit 3,000 miles away, tucked away safe, in your underwear, drinking a beer on your couch in America. You wouldn't tweet that shit over there. You wouldn't go to Afghanistan or Iraq and tweet that shit. So don't act like you're some fucking hero because you got up there and you made some joke about Islam or Muhammad or whatever, or Allah. At the end of the day, no matter how you look at it, whatever, no matter what you believe in, what they did was disrespectful. Whether you like it or not, point blank, in their eyes, it was disrespectful. Again, I am not condoning it. What they did was totally wrong. I'm all for free speech, but you also have to be wise. You just can't talk to anybody any kind of way. I can't go up to a police officer and just start talking shit. I can't. You can't walk up to your boss and tell him to kiss your ass. I can't walk up to some guy while he's out with his wife or his girlfriend and just start telling this dude all the nasty things I want to do to his girl and be like, hey, I didn't touch you. Free speech. I should be able to say what I want to say. No. Or some dude with his teenage daughter. Hey, your daughter has a nice rack. I would love to bang her. What do you think is going to happen to you? A sane person would probably punch you in the face for saying that. I know I probably would if somebody said that to me about my wife. Or if I was with my sisters or somebody, like, I would say something. So now you're dealing with radical fundamentalist people who have a track record of killing people. And you just kept pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing. And it cost people their lives. And for what? Was it really worth it? Yes, there are things worth fighting, but there's a way to fight. There's a way to fight. I just don't get why people really think that. I mean, it's just like this carte blanche to just be disrespectful. That's not what that shit is. It's freedom to express yourself. But you know what? I think there should be at least some type of, what's the word I'm looking for? Some type of like actual commitment, I guess, if that's the word, or actual like meaning behind it. Because just wanting to do it, to have the right, just to have the right to me, you don't really, it's not really in your heart. It's not really, you don't really care. It's just, you see it all the time. Like, people find out this group got offended. Oh, fuck that. Well, let's go tell those people we don't give a shit. And then you start bashing them, and you really don't care. Probably never even knew that group existed, but you hear they got upset, and now you want to call them a bitch because they got mad because they thought it was disrespect. Now you just want to jump on the bandwagon and start slamming those people too just because. Because you think they're being sensitive, and you're teaching them a lesson. That shit is whack. That shit's terrible. That's juvenile. The same people that are talking about free speech, where were you at in the catcalling video that came out this past summer? All I heard about was how despicable men were. I didn't hear anybody speaking up for free speech at that point. That's free speech. They should be able to do that. It's America. They're expressing themselves. They should be able to tell that chick whatever they want to because that's how they feel. Am I right? Why aren't people speaking up to, I should be able to make fun of retarded people. Why not? Why is that wrong? Free speech. And I've seen a number of people, we can't be bullied, you know, that's terrorism where people kind of coerce you into doing things you don't want to do. Same people I hear telling black dudes they need to pull their pants up and take their hoods off and get rid of their dreads and do all this shit if they don't want to get harassed by the police. That's, to me, that's a form of terrorism. Form of terrorism, not on the same level. But you're telling people they need to adjust their behavior to not be harassed by somebody else. If you don't want to be treated a certain way, then you need to change your actions to make us feel more comfortable. You need to cater to us to make us feel more comfortable, and we'll stop attacking you. That's what terrorism is. You don't want Muslim fundamentalists doing it to you. Why are you suggesting that to young black men? Well, just comply. Well, just comply to the fundamentalists. Just comply. Just stop talking shit. To me, that's linear logic. Different situations, but to me, the thought it's just straight through. Same concept. But we want to pick and choose when free speech applies. It seems like as soon as it's something I don't like, that, all right, that's offensive. I don't. Am I wrong in thinking that? And in no way, shape, or form am I saying that these people got what they did. I'm not saying that at all. I'm not saying that. No one deserves that. But you can't reason with crazy people. I listened to a snippet of an interview from one of the Charlie Hebdo. Editor. And he's like, yeah, we always push the envelope and those kind of stuff. He's like, it's weird. We only get pushback from the fundamentalists. That's because they're radicals. They're radicals. It's like you're saying it, but it seems like you just don't get it. It's like, how many times do they have to tell you? I'm a comic, and I don't go up on stage and just say anything I want to because I don't want to turn people off. I want people to listen. I know I can't just get up there and just say anything. To me, I feel like people, I keep saying it to me, but I guess I have to. In my opinion, I feel like people are getting lazy in the sense, it's just like, you know what? I just want to be able to spout off at the mouth how I feel at that moment, you know, however I feel. No filter. That's my right. it's in the Constitution. I should be able to do that. It's like, yo, you're being lazy. Yeah, you can say just anything. Just be prepared for the consequences. Or just know sometimes what you say can affect other people. Just know that. You have to be wise. You always talking about people need to take responsibility for all this other shit. You have to take responsibility for what you say. And I have to, again, I am in no way condoning anything that happened. It was fucking terrible. Those people should have not died. Those dudes should not take that shit that seriously, but they did. And once again, they have a track record for fucking killing people. That better be a cause that you are seriously willing to die for. It's not about being a bitch, being weak, being bullied. It's just being smart and knowing who you can and can't talk to in a certain manner. Now, if I'm wrong, y'all let me know. But that's it. There's a show. That's a show. Thank you. I'm out this bitch.